From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The trade ministers from 11 Pacific Rim countries said they have reached a deal to proceed with the Trans-Pacific Partnership that was in doubt after President Donald Trump abandoned it. President Trump reiterated his different stance on trade Friday.
I will make bilateral trade agreements with any Indo-Pacific nation that wants to be our partner and that will abide by the principles of fair and reciprocal trade. What we will no longer do is enter into large agreements that tie our hands, surrender our sovereignty, and make meaningful enforcement practically impossible.
A statement issued Saturday said the accord was reached on core elements with the 11-member pact. The leaders of the 11 countries remaining in the TPP had been due to meet and endorse a deal worked out in the last-minute talks overnight. Lebanon believes billionaire politician Saad al-Hariri is under house arrest in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi-backed Lebanese prime minister flew to Riyadh last week and then resigned the following day. Lucy Fielder has more.
His Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran and shared in Hariri's government, has said for days that the Saudis are holding Hariri against his will. But this is the first time politicians close to him have agreed. Riyadh denies all such suggestions and says Hariri is free to come and go.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said there is no indication that Hariri has been detained by the Saudis against his will. This is VOA News. The Vatican on Friday hosted Nobel laureates, UN and NATO officials, and a handful of nuclear powers. Mohamed El-Baradei, Director Emeritus of the International Atomic Energy Agency, spoke at the conference aimed at galvanizing support for a global shift from the Cold War era policy of nuclear deterrence to one of total nuclear disarmament.
The argument that nuclear weapons have kept the peace is bogus and does not withstand scrutiny.
Pope Francis endorsed a new UN treaty calling for the elimination of atomic weapons, saying it filled an important gap in international law. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is insisting on unhindered humanitarian access to all areas of northern Rakhine State. More than 600,000 Rohingyas have fled to Bangladesh since the latest violence began with a series of attacks on August 25th. By Rohingya insurgents.
What has happened is an immense tragedy, and the levels of violence and the atrocities committed are something that we cannot be silent about.
Myanmar security forces responded with a scorched earth campaign against Rohingya villages that the UN and human rights groups have called disproportionate and a campaign of ethnic cleansing. United Nations judges have rejected a defense motion to postpone the verdicts in the long-running genocide and war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic. Defense lawyers had urged that the judgment scheduled to be delivered by the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia on November 22nd should be delayed so Mladic could be examined by Serbian doctors. Robert Rafael has more.
The lawyers said the 75-year-old ex-general's health was deteriorating. The judges said Friday that reports from independent medical experts and staff at the tribunal's detention unit showed that the accused's health has remained stable.
Mladic was tried on 11 counts of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes for allegedly overseeing atrocities by Serb forces in Bosnia's 1992 to 1995 war. He insists he is innocent. The United States and Italy have organized an informal Security Council meeting on Venezuela, saying they want to hear firsthand accounts of the deteriorating political and economic and social situation in the oil-rich nation and humanitarian impact on the region. A note circulated and obtained by the Associated Press says the meeting will take place on Monday afternoon. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.